Shalom to all. Today's office bachem daf mem ches. We are starting right at the top of the amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marshmirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amosha Haven Aliyah. Now we're discussing the first din of Mishnah, namely shechting and doing kabbal sadam in the tzafin in the northern part of the Azara. In our upcoming discussions, we're going to be mainly talking about karbanos oil and chatos. And let's just remember, the chatos has a number of categories and subdivisions. There's chatos chitzonis, chatos pnimios. Chitzonis is those dam is sprinkled outside in the Azara on the mizbeach, and pnimios are those that the sadam is done inside in the heichal on the mizbeach hazav. Now, within chatas chitzonis, there are two different types. One, which is usually called chatas chelev, that's a standard chatas that one's going to have to bring for being over any avera that have done b'mezid hibichayv kares, so doing a peshagi requires a chatas. And there's also a chatas kavua, it's a set chatas. It's the same as that carbon no matter what. It's either a kisba or se'ira, a female sheep or goat, and that's it. Now, there's another type of chatas called oilevi yairid, that depending on the person's financial status, depends on what he brings. And bearing that in mind, we quote the Mishnah, which had said, parvasar shalom yikpurim v'chulu, and the Gemara asked, michti letzi, tsofen ba'ilaksev, the requirement to shecht a carbon in the north, it was mentioned by a carbon oila, nisni oila bereshos. Why don't we mention oila first? Why don't we mention chatos first? And the answer is chatos, ayidos midrasha. Since chatos comes from a drasha, as we're going to see a little later on in the Amud, the fact that chatos needs to be shecht in tzafain is a drasha based off of oila, so chaviva lei, it's more beloved to the Tano, and that's why he mentions it first. Ask the Gemara, fine, when it's chatos chitzonos. Why not mention chatos chitzonos? Because that's where the main drasha is. Why talk about chatos pnimios, which is what our Mishnah is referring to? And the answer is ayidin nichas dom lefnev lefnim. Since a chatos pnimis, its blood goes inside, either inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, if we're talking about that of Yom Kippur, or inside the Heichal, if we're talking about a regular Chatas Pnimis. So Chaviva Lei, it's more beloved to the Tano to mention that one first. So now we focus. Where do we find this requirement to shecht an Oila in the northern part of the Azara? The answer is, the Pasuk tells us, and this is in the Pasuk that's talking about Oila. Actually, the word Oila is right before the word Veshachat, and it clearly tells us it should be shechted towards the north of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, okay, Ashkan ben Soin, we find that when we're talking about Soin, flock, which is either sheep or goat, that's a carbon Oila he's bringing, so that's the source that has to be shechted in Tzafin, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. But ben bakar min olon, how do we know if he's bringing cattle as an oila that has to be shechted in the north? And the answer to this is Amar Kra, the pasuk says v'im min hatzayin vav ma'asav inyan rishayin. The vav adds on to the original thing we're talking about, the inyan rishayin, because the prior pasukim we're talking about ben bakar, and v'ilamid elyon mitachtoin, we learn the elyon from the tachtoin. Elyon literally means upper, and tachtoin means lower. In other words, we're learning the pasuk before from the pasuk afterwards. The pasuk before is talking about bakar, the pasuk afterwards is talking about tzayin, and just like tzayin, it says beferosh that has to be shechted in the tzafain, so we now drag that to the elyon, to the pasuk before, and say the ben bakar also has to be shechted in the tzafain. Ask the Gemara, honi chlamad to amar lemeiden. That's all good according to Manda Amar, that we can learn elyon mitachtoin, el manda amar in lemeiden, but according to Manda Amar that we can't do that, Michael Mamer, what are we able to say? And how do we know there's such a manda amar the time you have a braisa? Let's just give a little bit of an introduction to the following. There's a number of averes if a person does. They will not bring a carbon chatos, they're going to bring something called a carbon asham, and the one that we're going to be talking about here is an asham me'ilos. An asham of a person is either me'ila, he misappropriates hektish and uses it for his own benefit, so he has to bring an asham me'ilos. Now, there's another type of an asham, which is called an asham talui, which, as we're going to see, according to everybody, has to be brought when a person is not so sure whether or not he did an avera. For example, he has two pieces of meat in front of him. He thinks they're both perfectly fine. They're called shuman, they're kosher fats, and he eats one of them. And then later on, it turned out that one of them was actually chelev. It was forbidden fat, which he would be required to bring a chatos for if he knew that he ate it. The problem is, he doesn't remember which one he ate. He doesn't know if it was the one on the right or the left, and so he doesn't even know if he did an avera. So he has to bring an asham talui. The reason why it's called this is because it's toilahim. It hangs his fate in balance. It's not mechaper for an avera because he doesn't know whether or not he did an avera. What it does accomplish is it prevents him from getting yisurim until he does do tshuva. And if later on he discovers that he actually did an avera, so then he has to bring carbon chatos. And if later on he didn't do the avera, he doesn't get any punishment and doesn't have to bring a different carbon. So that's what an asham talui is. And here we focus on it. The Braisa tells us as follows: v'im nefesh v'goymer. This pasuk is talking about an asham talui. What do we learn from here? L'chayv al safek me'ilas asham talui. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says is teaching us that if a person was over me'ila besafek, he has to bring an asham talui. V'cham pein v'cham patrin, they say there's no asham talui for being over me'ila besafek. Now my l'vahakim thinking must be what's a machlokes. Mar sover lemeidin, umar sover ein lemeidin. The Rabbi Kiva holds we do learn elyon from tachtoin, and the Cham hold we do not. And that's because this pasuk of asham talui that we just mentioned comes right after the discussion of asham me'ilos. As from the fact that Rabbi Kiva says that we're going to have to bring an asham talui for safek me'ilos, it must be he learns that we can learn elyon from tachtoin, and the Cham do not hold that. However, Amar Papa, Papa says no, it's not true. Dekuli amal meidin, everyone holds we learn elyon from tachtoin. V'hainu time the Rabbanon, this is the reason Rabbanon say that we're not going to bring an asham talui for safek being over me'ila. That's for a different reason. Nemar Khan, it says over here by asham talui mitzvahs v'nemar b'chatas chelev, and it says by chatas chelev, which, as we say in the introduction, is just a term used for regular carbon chatas mitzvahs. It says this word too. Anywhere we have exer shava malalon davar chayav and alzdein akars v'ashigasei chatas, just like by chatas chelev, one is only chayav for bringing a chatas for doing something that if he did a b'mezid he'd be chayav kares. So if he did a b'shayi Shaggy has to bring a chatos. Afkan, so it's over here behind Ashim Taloi. Shachayon al Zdena Kars, while Shigas a chatos, he only has to bring an Ashim Taloi if he was over something that if he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayv Kars, and if he did it b'shaggy, so he has to bring a chatos. Whereas Me'ila, a person's not going to be chayv Kars if he does it b'mezid, therefore he's not going to bring an Ashim Taloi if he was over Me'ila b'safek. And that's the reason the Chacham argue. Now, Rabbi Kiva darshins this Gzeir Shava differently. He says as follows, Malalon, b'kavua, just like over there, the carbon chatos refers to kavua. It's a set carbon, it's not changed. Afkan b'kavua, so to Ashim Taloi is referring to a carbon kavua. Lafuke chatos to Tomas Mikdash Yigdashav, that excludes the chatos of Tomas Mikdash Yigdashav, the oil of a yoyred, who, that's the unique type of chatos that we mentioned in the introduction of today, that's oil of a yoyred, that's not kavua, it's not set, and therefore one is not going to bring an Ashim Taloi for being suffic over something that would require a chatos oil of a yoyred. And that's what Rabbi Kiva does with that Gzeir Shava. Now we flip back, Rabbanon and Gzeir Shava Lemechza. The Rabbanon, they would say, there's no such thing as Gzeir Shava Lemechza. Once you're saying there's a Gzeir Shava between two things, it has to be learned fully all the way, and Rabbi Kiva is not doing that. So that's why the Rabbanon don't hold what Rabbi Kiva said. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Ingzer Shavu Mechza. Rabbi Kiva also holds this concept, the Ingzer Shavu Mechza. So really back to square one. Why is it that Rabbi Kiva says that one does have to bring an Asham Taloi for being Safik Ivar Me'ila, and the Chum do not require an Asham Taloi in this case? The Gemara says, Enechnami, 100% right. Over here, what's Machalikas Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Kiva holds that we have a Hekesh, Vim Nefesh Ksiv. It says Vim Nefesh, Vav Maisaval Inyan Rishon. Vav is adding on to the first Inyan, and since the first Inyan they were talking about was being Ivar Me'ila, and then right afterwards it says, Vim Nefesh, which is talking about Hashem Taloi, that tells if a person was Safik Ivar Me'ila, he would have to bring an Hashem Taloi. That has the Gemara of Rabban and Nami Haksiv Vim Nefesh. The Rabban also have this Vim Nefesh. Why don't they learn the same thing that Rabbi Kiva does? The Lame Hakimifagi, let's say this is their Machlaikas. Demar Savar Rabbi Kiva holds Hekesh Adif, that the Hekesh is stronger, it takes precedence, that even though we have Gzeir Shava telling us one thing, the Hekesh overrides Gzeir Shava and tells us that an Hashem Taloi is brought for being Safik Ivar Me'ila, whereas Demar Savar the Rabban holds Gzeir Shava Adif, that the Gzeir Shava is stronger, and even though we have a Hekesh, the Gzeir Shava overrides and tells us that an Asham Taloi is only brought for something that one would bring a chatas for, not Me'ila, which Asham is brought for that. The Gemara says, Lai, that's not their machlokes. Kuli Alma, the Hekesh Adif. Everyone says that really a Hekesh would override. So over here, the Rabbanon have to answer why it's not overriding. From the Rabbanon would tell you that yes, we do have a Hekesh between being over Me'ila and an Asham Taloi. It's just, it's not going to be Elyon from Tachtain. They were learning something from the new Pasuk to the previous Pasuk. From the Rabbanon, rather, Rabbanon would tell you the other way around. Tachtain hu degar me'elyon, it's the second Pasuk, the later one, which is being learned from the first one, meaning we're learning something to Asham Taloi from Asham Elois, namely La Asham Kasav Shkalim, that Asham Taloi, when a person brings this carbon, it has to be worth at least 2 Shkalim. We know that a regular Asham, the Pasuk tells us Beferish, it has to be worth at least 2 Shkalim, so an Asham Taloi also has to be worth at least 2 Shkalim, and that's what we're learning. So we're learning Tachtoin from Elyon, not Elyon from Tachtoin. And why do we have to have such a drasha? Shaloi Taimers that you shouldn't say as follows, Loi He Sveikai Charmi Vadai, that a person, when he's over something Besafik, that shouldn't be more Chamer than when he's over something Bavadai, because Mavadai, Chatos Bazdanka, when a person is over something Gavadai and he has to bring a Chatos, that's allowed to be Bazdanka, which means a sixth of a dinner. In other words, it could be a very, very cheap carbon. It doesn't have to be worth a lot of money. Avsfekai, so too, when a person's bringing an Asham Taloi, again, that's because he was over something Besafek, Asham Bardanka, you should technically say by logic that Asham Taloi could be Bardanka, just worth a sixth of a dinner, and it shouldn't have to cost a lot of money. And that's why we have this limud of Tachtin from Elyon that we learn Asham Taloi from Asham Me'ilois, and just like Asham Me'ilois has to be 2 Shkalim, so between Asham Taloi has to be a minimum 2 Shkalim. Now, Rabbi Kiva, Hai Svara Minale, how does Rabbi Kiva know this Svara? Nafkali learns it from the following, Mizais Toiras HaAsham, this is the Torah, this is the law of the Asham. What do we learn from here? Toirach Zchal Ashamais, there's one Torah, there's one law that applies to all Ashamais, even in an Asham Taloi. Asamura Tenech Mand Islai Toras, that's good according to Mand Omar, who darshan the word Toras. Mand Alasai Toras Mehecha Gamar, but the Mand Omar, who doesn't darshan the word Toras, where does he learn it from? The answer is Gamar Be'erkacha Be'erkacha, he learns Gzeir Shava Be'erkacha Be'erkacha. This is the word that's said by Asham Gzeilois, another type of Asham. Ask Gemara, Tenoch Hechad Chsev Be'erkacha. That's all good wherever we find the word Be'erkacha, namely by Asham Gzeilois, as we just said. So just like an Asham Gzeilois has to be 2 Shkalim, so too Asham Tal has to be. But Asham Shev Charufa, which is a different type of Asham, Deloik Sevi Be'erkacha, it doesn't say Be'erkacha, Michael Maimer, what can we say? And the answer is, okay, Gomer Ba'ayel Ba'ayel, we have a different Gzeir Shava Ba'ayel Ba'ayel, and that would teach us this. So we conclude the discussion from all the way above that actually everyone does hold the Yilmud Elyon Mitachtoin, and Mimel that tells us that not only does its sign oila have to be shechted in the tzafain, but a ben bakar, which is the previous pasuk that also has to be shechted in the tzafain, and even the Chum agree with that, and the whole machlokes regarding Asham Taloi is about something totally different. So we move on to our next discussion. The Gemara tells us chatas minalon debay tzafain. How do we know that a chatas has to be shechted in the north? And that's because the chesed the pasuk says v'shechtes a chatas bim kaim ha'oila. The chatas should be shechted where the oila is, and we just learned that oila is shechted in tzafain, so chatas has to be shechted in tzafain. We continue ashkan shchita kabbalah minalon. We find that a chatas has to be shechted in the north. What about kabbalas hadam in the north? Where do we see that from? That's because the Chasa. The pasuk says V'lokach HaKoyen Midam HaChatos, and V'lokach is darshan to mean that he catches the blood. He's doing Kabbalah's Hadam in the north. We continue Mekabel Atzma Minolon. How do we know that Mekabel himself, the Koyen himself, has to be in the north? He can't be in the south, a part of the Azara, and just stretch his hand out into the north. He physically has to be in the north of the Azara, and that's because Amakar, the pasuk says V'lokach. And if you look at the letters of the words V'lokach, there's Vav Lamed Kuf Ches. And so we take these first two letters, Vav Lamed, and we flip them around and we read them as Loy Yikach. He shall take himself to the Tzafayin. V'lokach is Loy Yikach. He takes himself to the Tzafayin. He physically has to be there. We continue Ashkol Mitzvah. So we just found that L'chatchila, for the Iker Mitzvah, this is the way it should be done. La'akev Minayin. How do we know that's absolutely necessary? And if he doesn't do it properly, then it's possible. That's what the word La'akev always means, that if it's not done like this, it's not kosher. And that's because Krachrinik said we have another pasuk, and this pasuk is said by Chatas Nasi, which is when the Nasi, which refers to the king, is over in Averus, so he brings a special Chatas. What does the pasuk say? V'shachat oisei mukamasher yishchata sa'oila, and he shall shecht it in the place where he shechted the oila. And v'tanyu v'braisa, hechon oila nishchata, where's the oila shechted? But Tzafon, in the north. So avzeh, but Tzafon, this is also shechted in the north. Now, v'chasam beizanta, v'chim kanat alamed, is that where we learned this from? But like Varnemar was already stated, v'mukamasher tishachet oila tishachet a Chatas. And so we already know from this pasuk that we just quoted that a Chatas has to be shechted where an oila is shechted. So ha lima yotza. It's not the word lama, which means why, rather lima, for what? For what was this singled out? Yotza means either excluded, or over here means singled out. Why was the Chatas of Nasi singled out that it has to be shechted where the oila is shechted? We already know that a Chatas has to be shechted in the north. And must be to set a place for it, to tell us that if it wasn't shechted in the north, possible, it's possible. And so here we have it, that if a carbon Chatas is not shechted in the north, it's possible. However, it's not so simple. The Brass continues, you're saying that's what it's singled out for. Maybe it's for the following. Maybe it's trying to tell us that a Chatas of a Nasi is shechted in the north, and other Chatas do not need to be shechted in the north. The Brass says that can't be, because Talmud Loimer, we have another Pasuk, which is stated by a Seira, a female goat Chatas, v'shachetes a Chatas b'mkoyim ha'oila. Zeh bana'avul chol Chatas, this creates a source for all carbonous Chatas, shihu tu'un esafon, that they require to be shechted in the north. Therefore, the Joshua holds strong that a Chatas Nasi was singled out to tell us has to be shechted in the north, and we learn from here that if it's not, it's possible. Now, we're still not there yet. We continue. Ashchon, sari Nasi, bein l'mitzvah, bein la'akev. We just found the source of the sari of Nasi, that whether it's for the chatchila mitzvah or even la'akev, that it has to be done, and if it's not done like that, it's possible. Shar Chatas Nami, Ashchon l'mitzvah. We also have a source for all other Chatas, that the Iker mitzvah is they have to be shechted in the north, but la'akev minolon. How do we know all other Chatas, if they're not shechted in the north and they're possible? And the answer to this is Dechsiba Kisba, Vixiba Seira. It says both by Kisba and a Seira, they have to be shechted in the north, and we know that every time we have a double statement saying the same thing, that tells us that it's la'akev, that it has to be done like that, and if not, it's possible. So now we just go back to the pasuk of Chatas Nasi, Ela Oisei Lamali. So what do we use the word Oisei for? At the bottom of the previous Amud, we quoted the pasuk that says, V'shachat Oisei, and we had a Havamina that Oisei meant that only it has to be shechted in the north, and not any other carbon Chatas. And since we're saying that that's obviously not true, then what is the word Oisei coming to exclude? And here it's going to take us a while till we actually figure out what it's referring to. So first suggestion is as follows, we need it for the following, Oisei B'tzafayin V'ein Sar Nachshayin B'tzafayin, that the Sar Nasi is shechted in Tzafayin, but the Sar Nachshayin is not shechted in Tzafayin. What's Sar Nachshayin? So we know that by Chanukas HaMishkan, the inauguration of the Mishkan, all the Nesiim, all the heads of the Shvatim, got a chance to bring Karbonos, and as is famous in Parshas Nasai, every single one of them ended up bringing an identical Karbon, and it's not like they spoke about it beforehand. One of the things they brought was a Sar as a Chatas, and as we're going to see, that this is not for any sort of Avera. It was just a donation, if you will. It was a Chatas, but it wasn't for an Avera, and the reason why we're calling this Karbon that was brought by the Nesiim a Sar Nachshayin is because Nachshayin, who's the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, he brought the Karbon first, so it's just called Sar Nachshayin. So again, our suggestion is, maybe the word Oisei tells us that Sar Nachshayin didn't have to be shechted in the Tzafayin. Where do we get this from? Vitanya or Ditanya, it's stated in a Braisa, V'samach Yad al Resh HaSayir, and he shall lean his hand on the head of the Sayir, L'Rabbi Sar Nachshayin L'Smicha de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is including that Sar Nachshayin required Smicha beforehand. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says that no, L'Rabbi Sir Avayz Chavim L'Smicha, this is coming to include that Sir Avayz Chavim, this is when Avayz Zara is done B'Shoigig, a Sayir is brought, that needs Smicha. Now what's the Chiddush over here? Sankat HaChemina, I would have thought, Hayol V'Srab L'Smicha, Srabu Nami L'Tzafayin, that since Chatas Nachshayin has this inclusion that it has to have Smicha on it, so we're going to also include that it has to be Shechted in the Tzafayin. K'mashmon, the Chiddush is, we have the word Oisai by Sarev Nasi, and that tells us that Sar Nachshayin does not have to be Shechted in the North. However, Maskel Ravina asks on this, Honey Chal Rabbi Yehuda, this all go to Korn Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon Michael and Meimer, what about Rabbi Shimon? So Amar Le Marzotcha Breder Rav Tavi, Ravina, Marzotcha Breder Rav Tavi, according to Thomas Marzotcha Breder Rav Mari, Ravina. He adds on to this by saying, Rabbi Yehuda Minicha, even a Korn Rabbi Yehuda, is this good enough? No, because Lamai Des Rabbi Srabi, Umai De Lois Rabbi, Lois Rabbi. Whatever the pasuk of Samach Chad Al Rosh Sayer is coming to include, it includes, and whatever does include, it doesn't include. And since it's coming to include Smicha, it means it's obviously not including Shechita in the Tzafayin, so we don't have to have a word, Oisai, Shai by the Sar of Nasi to say only Sar of Nasi is being Shechtin and Tzafayin and not Sar Nachshain. Anyway, we wouldn't have thought that Sar Nachshain should be Shechtin and Tzafayin, because again, whatever we have the Ribui for, we have, that's for Smicha, and whatever we don't have the Ribui for, we don't have, so obviously Shechita is excluded from that. And Chitim, if you want to suggest that no, Eloi Mayataikra, if the Pasuk of Oisai wouldn't have excluded it, Havamina, I would have thought Tesei Binyanav, that I should have learned it based off of the original Binyanav that we had, that all Chatais have to be Shechtin in the north, and Sar Nachshain is considered a Chatas technically, so should be Shechtin in the north as well, and maybe that's why I need the word Oisai to exclude it. Well, that can't be, because Imkain, if so, Smicha Gufa Tesei Binyanav, then the Chiv to do Smicha to Sar Nachshain should be learned from Binyanav. It says by regular Chatas, if Samach Yada Al Rosh HaChatas, instead of saying Al Roshai, so Rosh HaChatas is extra, and that would be Binyanav to all places where it calls a carbon Chatas, that should require Smicha, including Chatas Nachshain, and that makes Rabbi Huz's Drasha unnecessary. El rather, why don't we learn from a Binyan Av that Chatas Nachshain needs Smicha, Midaris Legamrinon? Because we can't learn from Dairis. What does that mean, Dairis? Dairis is a carbon that's brought for all generations, and Chatas Nachshain is not a carbon like that. Chatas Nachshain was only brought by Chanukah Mishkan, and that's not a carbon like Dairis. So anyway, we wouldn't have been able to learn from a Binyan Av of Smicha that Chatas Nachshain needs Smicha, because again, we can't learn from Dairis. So Achnami Soto over here, by Shechting in the north, Midaris Legamrinon, we can't learn from there either. So our first suggestion of what we have the word Oisai for by Sar of Nasi is not valid. Ve'Allah, here's our second suggestion. Oisai b'tzafayin ve'ein shaychet b'tzafayin. It must be telling us that the shechita has to take place in the tzafayin, but the shaychet himself doesn't have to be staying in the tzafayin. He could be in the darim and stretch his hand out into the tzafayin. Well, that can't be, because Midrav Achya Nafka, that's learned from Rav Achya. The Tanya we have a brass, Rav Achya says, v'shachar oisai ha'yarchem z'bech tzafayin. The Mosek tells us that he shechted to the north of his be'ach. Now, Matam Lom, what's this teaching us? And that's because the Fishim and Sinus, since we find, Oyen b'tzafayin kal b'tzafayin, he has to stand in the north and do Kabbalah Saddam in the north, and if Imam Bedar and Vikil Botsafa, and if he stood in the south and stretched his hand out and then Kabbalah Saddam in the north, Pasol, that's Pasol, Yachal Afzakain, you might think the same thing applies by Shechita, Tamalarm, that's why the Pasuk says, Oisai, Oisai Botsafain, Vaina Shechit Botsafain, that only the animal has to be in the Tzafain, but the Shechit doesn't have to be in the Tzafain, he could be in the Darim and stretch his hand out and Shecht in the Tzafain. So that can be the Drasha of Oisai by Sar of Nasi. So here's a third suggestion, El rather, Oisai Botsafain, Vain Bain Oif Botsafain. Maybe it means that an animal which is being Shecht that has to be in the north, a bird carbon does not have to be in the north. The time we have a brisa, you might think oif requires to be done in the north, and vidinhu, it's actually logical to say that because umab ben sain shaloi kavalei kayin, just like when a sain is being brought, that it's not set that it has to be a kayin. A kayin doesn't have to do the shechita. We know shechita is kasher bazar with a non kayin kavalei tzafain, but it still has to be done on the tzafain. Well, ben oif shakavalei kayin a ben oif, that has to be done by a kayin. That's malika. It's not shechita. It's a special process where the back of its neck is cut with a kayin's sharp fingernail, so that has to be done with a kayin. Anything shechita kavalei tzafain, shouldn't we say for sure that it has to be done in the north? And Tamalim Oisai, that's what we have the word Oisai for. So maybe that's what it helps us. The Gemara says that can't be because Mala ben Sain, Shekain Kavalei Kli. Perhaps when a Tsain is being brought, that's different and more Chamer because it has to be done with a Kli. You have to take a Shechita knife to Shecht it, as opposed to a bird, which doesn't have to be done with a Kli, that's just done with the fingernail of the Kain. So we can't necessarily learn this. So we have another suggestion. Ella, maybe it's telling us Oisai b'tzafain vein Pesach b'tzafain, that a Chatas has to be Shecht in the north, but a carbon Pesach does not have to be Shecht in the north. And why would we need this? Itani, because we have a Brizer. But he tells us, Yachli Pesach Ton Tzafain. You might think that a carbon Pesach should be shechted in the north. Why is that? Because Vidinhu, it's logical. Just like with the carbon oila, there's no set time to shecht it. It could be shechted anytime. Kavalei Tzafain, but it has to be done in the north. Pesach shekavalei zman l'shechitasoi. A carbon Pesach does have a set time it needs to be shechted, which is in the afternoon, erev Pesach. And it should be like Tzafain. Shouldn't we say for sure that it should be shechted in the north? Tamalim or Oisai. So maybe that's what the word Oisai by Sar of Anasi is telling us, that a carbon Pesach doesn't have to be shechted in the north. Ask the Gemara, that can't be because mal oila shekain kalil. A carbon oil is different. It's more chomer because it's totally burned, as opposed to Pesach, which is majority eaten by people. And so maybe that's why oil needs to be shechted in the north, because it's totally burned. Whereas Pesach can't necessarily be learned from that. So you don't even need the word Oisai to exclude it. So the Gemara says, fine, mechatas. Let's learn from a carbon chatas. So carbon chatas is shechted in the north, and the majority of it is eaten. And so maybe Pesach as well would be able to learn from chatas. And that's what we need the word Oisai for, to say that Pesach is not shechted in the north. The Gemara says, no, that can't be either, because malachatas shekain b'chaparas chayv krisos. Then a carbon chatas is very chomer, because it brings about a kapara for an avera that a person would have been chayv karis for had he done it b'mezid. As opposed to Pesach is not like that, so you can't even have a havamina of learning Pesach from chatas, that you should have to have the word oisai to exclude it. So Gemara says, fine, may asham. We can learn Pesach from asham. Asham is not being mechaper for chayve krisis, and the majority of it is eaten, just like our Pesach, and it has to be shechted in the north, so maybe Pesach has to be shechted in the north, and that's why we need the word oisai to exclude it. So the Gemara says, no, mal asham can't kache kachim. Asham is different because it's kache kachim, and Pesach is kachim kalim. And once we come to this answer, the Gemara tells us, mikulam nami. We can actually give this answer for all the previous things we just mentioned, oila and chatas, can't kache kachim, they're kache kachim, and Pesach is kachim kalim. And so anyway, there's no havamina of learning Pesach from one of these things. So what do we need the word oisai for? It's definitely not to exclude Pesach. The Gemara answers, you're right. La'olam kid Arme Kar. It's like what we suggested originally. This is our second suggestion. Oisei Batzafein Ve'in Shoichet Batzafein, that the animal itself needs to be in the Tzafein, but the Shoichet doesn't have to be physically standing in the Tzafein. And the Kashal Chah, Midrav Achya Nafkalon, that which you had asked, yeah, but we learned this din from what Rav Achya had said. You're 100% right, but here's the difference. Lavlam Utei Shoichet Batzafein, the Josh of Oisei over here, is not coming to exclude that the Shoichet does not have to be in the Tzafein. That's what we're learning from Rav Achya. Ella, rather, it's a slightly different point. Ein Shoichet Batzafein, Avol Mekabel Batzafein. It's telling us the Shoichet doesn't have to be in the Tzafein, but the Mekabel does have to be in the Tzafein. In other words, very nuanced. Rav Achya is teaching us that the Shoichet does not have to be in the Tzafein, and our Josh of Oisei is telling us that the Mekabel does have to be in the Tzafein. Basically, two sides of the same coin. Ask the Gemara, hold on. Mekabel mi lokach vil lokach nafka. The fact that the Mekabel needs to be in the Tzafein, that's learned from Josh of lokach vil lokach. We had this previously. The Gemara says, no, lokach vil lokach le mashmale. This man, the Amar, doesn't have the mashmais, the lokach vil lokach is teaching us anything, and therefore he has to learn it from Oisei. So here we finally finalized our Joshua's by Chatois, how we see that they have to be shechted in the Tzafein, Kibul Dam has to be in the Tzafein, however the Shoichet himself does not have to be in the Tzafein, and that's learned from these multiple psukim regarding multiple Chatois, which we quoted throughout this Gemara. Now we move on to the next stage, Ashchan Shchita Ba'ayla L'mitzvah. We found up until now that by Ayla, it's a mitzvah, meaning that's L'chatchila has to be shechted in the north, and Kabbalah Nami L'mitzvah Ashkechan. We also found out Kabbalah Sadam has to be done L'chatchila L'mitzvah in the north, but here's our question, Shchita V'Kabbalah La'akev Menalon. How do we know that by Ayla, not Chatos, but by Ayla, the Shchita and Kabbalah must be done in the north, and they're not done in Tzafein, then they're Pasul. So Rav Brava, he says, Vitema, some say it was Rabbar Shilu who said the following, Kavachimer is Kavachimer, Uma Chatos, Haba'a Mikayach Ayla, Ma'akeves, just a carbon Chatos, which is coming from Ayla, that's Ma'akev. Remember, the Gemara told us that the only way we know that a Chatos has to be shechted in the north is because we said the Ayla has to be shechted in the north. So the fact that the Chatos comes from Ayla, and as we had multiple justices in the Gemara teaching us that a Chatos is Ma'akev if it's Kabbalah's Hadam and Shchita is not done in the north, so Ayla, Shabbat, Chatos, Mikaycha, a carbon oila, the chatos comes from it. Shouldn't we for sure say that shechita and kabbalah sadam in the north be ma'akev? The Gemara says, wait, not so quick. Ma'al chatos shekin mechaper is l'chayvei krisos. Carbon chatos is mechaper on chayvei krisos, whereas oila is not. So we can't necessarily say that oila has all the properties that chatos has. And so maybe it's not ma'akev to do shechita and kabbalah sadam in the north. However, Ravina says that no. Hakash le Rav Adbarava, the following thing bothered Rav Adbarava, which is the reason why we are able to learn oila from chatos, because klumot sinu tafel charmin ikur. Do you ever find that which is secondary is more chummer than the main thing? When you have two things and the secondary item is being learned from the main item, you never find, says Rav Adbarava, that the secondary thing is more chummer than the main thing that it's being learned from. And that's the same thing over here. Chatos being learned from Oila, it can't be that Chatos is more chummer than Oila. It has to be that Oila has the same properties as Chatos. Therefore, it has to be the Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam of Oila and the Tzafein is Ma'akev. Now, we're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow asking on this concept of Rav Adbarava. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.